So then you asked yourselves, isn't there something more to life?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, well, let me clue you in on something. There isn't.
She said looks aren't that important to her?
Dear Hazy B.
By God, I got a couple of words for you. You better get your act together.
All right, here we go, boys. This is the segment we turn people's lives around. We want to help people. We've got a wealth of experience with these ridiculous scenarios, unfortunately. And we help people out. We get a message. We read it. We talk it out loud. And we talk them through what they're supposed to do. And Hazy B, your wealth of knowledge spearheads this operation.
Yeah, well, this is truly an honor to be in this position. I don't take this lightly at all, and I look forward to this segment every week. It's 6:30 on a Friday. Let's enlighten the masses. Let's get after it here.
Dear Hazy B, girlfriend in... This is from my buddy Brent in Hermosa Beach. Hermosa Beach Brent is his Twitter account. Girlfriend and her four friends are in Vegas this weekend. Us guys, their husbands and boyfriends, have two options. Do we floor it here in Los Angeles or have a low-key weekend and use this as a rain check for when we really want to have a time or do something fun down the line?
Well,
they're buying day bids at the Cosmo at noon on Friday. Ooh. Could be a good bargaining chip for a massive time or boys' golf trip later on in the summer?
Yeah, this is very simple, Brent. This is where you kill two birds with one stone. You floor it in L.A. I mean, it's Los Angeles. What are we talking about here? As great as Vegas is, L.A. can match in many ways.
I know, but Hazy B, before you continue with your advice, don't you get the feeling that when the girls go away and they find out it's a gong show with the fellas back in town, they almost say, oh,
no, that's the point. That's how you kill two birds with one stone. You floor it. But you don't admit that you had yourself a massive weekend? Are you nuts? Like, how...
I agree.
The ladies are in Vegas. Let them have a great time. They don't need to know what you're up to. As long as they come home to a house that's intact, and you make sure that you're in good shape when she comes home, make sure the house is in good spot.
Yeah.
You don't have to say that you and the boys were watching the games and decided to hit the Sunset Strip on Saturday night.
So you basically claim that you're playing cards in the basement, but in the meantime, you're hanging off a chandelier at a
pool. Well, it doesn't have to get it that crazy necessarily, but I think it's a green light special, personally.
Oh, for
I don't
sure.
see why you can't do that. Noodles, you see it the same way.
I see it the same way. Say, you know what? Go to Vegas. Have a great time. Like I say, amazing time with the girls. We'll see you on Sunday, Monday when you get back. And then you go and enjoy yourself. You can downplay it. So, yeah, we had a couple of drinks, kind of low-key. It doesn't mean they don't have to know that you were swinging from a chandelier at the whiskey.
Right.
Or you're at, you know, you checked into the Sunset Marmot and got yourself a suite. And, like, you can do whatever the hell you want.
Furthermore, do you think you're getting
a suite?
You think you're getting every detail out of Vegas? Are you nuts? You think... Yeah. Like, you're getting every detail of what the ladies are up to in Vegas? Of course you're not.
Oh. Now
they're at the Cosmopolitan.
Oh, you'll never know all the details,
No one knows
exactly.
The
Cosmopolitan at noon, there are townhouses that you can rent, three-level townhouses with a rooftop hot tub that open right into the pool. I had my bachelor party there. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you know what's up. Yeah.
Like, that's, I mean, you're paying some money. But that hotel's a little bit worn for what you get, but it's still a hell of a hotel.
It's Vegas,
and that,
man.
Exactly.
And you go to Vegas, you're spending money. Like, it doesn't matter what you do.
All right, Noodles, you got to weigh in first on this one because I got a feeling you know how to deal with a buddy who does this type of stuff. And then Hazy B, you come on the back end of this.
All right.
Dear Hazy B, going to the game 7 Saturday night with my brother for his B-Day. Both are diehard fans. My brother unfortunately loves to go Nick Cage, full Nick Cage at Leaf games, and this being the most important game in team history, do I allow him to drink or cut him off so he can remember the game?
Oof. I think you allow
like
him to drink.
You're talking pre-game drinking, all the whole nine.
I think you just let him do his thing. The problem is if he, say it goes well for the Leafs, I think you you taper him so that he has recollection. If it doesn't go well, you just pour it to him and be like,
"Hey,
you know what?
Taper an animal, like honestly."
You know what? Like, water down his drinks. They're like, "I got you." You know what I mean? Like a half drink
here.
That's
high school stuff. No, you can't be doing that.
What you do is you have the exact conversation that Dave Poulin had with his teammates going into a big game. He just told us this no more than 20 minutes ago in the stick room. For this particular case, it's probably a patio downtown tomorrow around 4:30. Say, listen, I need you tonight. I need you in the game, which means you cannot be Nick Cage or Bernie Lomax when we're into Scotiabank Arena. And you want to save something in the tank to possibly floor it like you've never floored it before after the game if the Leafs win.
Yes, right? Like that's the ticket.
You don't want to be in a situation where if the Leafs win tomorrow night, do you know how much fun it's going to be downtown? Like, if you're in your 20s or if you're any age, you can have a blast. But if you're in party mode coming out of COVID and you're a huge Leaf fan and the Leafs win tomorrow, I have experienced this before when I was a teenager, when I was in my early 20s. That was in the late 90s and early 2000s. They would win. They actually won back then. And I can remember going out and it was like, this is bedlam downtown. You do not want to be stuffed into an Uber by your brother at 11:15 and miss the best three-hour bar night of the year. Because that's what it's going to be on Saturday night.
Yeah.
So
but,
smarten up and save some in the tank.
But
very
how do you
simple.
How do you shut him down segment. On the patio? How do you shut? That's my question then is, how do you shut him down in that patio
I'll
at
give
4
you the
o'clock?
Answer. You don't show up at 4 o'clock. Plans have changed. Can't get there. We're going to go at 6 for a quick bite.
No, no,
bite,
no.
Right
no. You are totally screwing this up. You tee it early in the morning, so he's got to shut it down in the afternoon.
Yeah, an afternoon shutdown is very compelling. Absolutely. What a day that would be. I'm assuming these guys don't have any kids or any significant others or anything, because if you're teeing it, napping, and then flooring it at the Leaf game afterwards.
Some of these guys,
dude,
though.
My best weekend ever is tee it, TPC Sawgrass, Super Bowl in Jacksonville, Sawgrass again in the morning. Floored the whole time.
Yeah. Did you nap in between Sawgrass
Are
and the game?
Are you kidding me?
No.
Siesta?
No, it was just nothing. Golf your rear end off, go to the Super Bowl, go home, sleep, golf again. Anyway, we got some new
moving
material.
On.
All right,
moving
Dear
on.
Hazy B, last year my girlfriend was out of town for games 1-5 against Montreal. She came back and they lost 3 straight. This year, watching games with her, I'm 1-2, 2-1 without. Should I kick her to the curb for tomorrow or let the chicken parms fall where they may?
Wow, what
this
a question,
is a
man.
Spicy meatball for old Jeremy Molnar.
Yeah, this is quite the existential question, man. You have to ask yourself, you've got to weigh two things here, two loves of your life, the Leafs and your girlfriend, right? Like, ideally, they can mesh together, and what you do is you watch, you enjoy, and you celebrate, right? I would lean towards that, but honestly, this is a scenario where you have to bring it up and reference it to her and sell her on the idea of superstition and hope she takes the bull by the horn and goes, I'm no. going somewhere else to watch the game because
no
clearly
way.
That's working out that way.
No way.
If not, and if I mean, come on. If you have a future with this woman, you can't kick her to the curb for a game.
Hazy,
you
are missing the most obvious thing right here.
That's
your brain doesn't
one.
Function properly. You know why?
Why is
why?
That?
Fake email from a colleague. You were in close contact with someone with COVID. You've got to isolate for 4 or 5 days. It's very simple.
From a significant other? If they live together, that doesn't work.
I don't know. I'm just
not work.
I'm trying to
what
come
are
up
you
with
talking
a,
about?
I so if
you haven't got anything better than that.
Dude, that was absurd. That was a ridiculous suggestion. A fake email.
Fake email. Hey, this Mr. X just sent this. I'm a close contact. Down
right.
at the...
Can you guys come up? We want this guy to win. We got to do everything we can. You guys
yeah,
haven't come up
believes...
with squat.
But that's
know.
What
it's
I'm
tough,
saying. Your superstition. He believes that he's the answer. Like that's the thing. You got to get rid of the superstition. Double down on whatever you want to do tomorrow night, because it obviously hasn't worked. It didn't work last year. Like,
right.
Find something. To me, find a different routine, because tomorrow night, if they win, that's the routine you're looking at. That's the thing. Like, you're 2-1 and 1-2. It's not like your record is
yeah, you're not
16-0.
Yeah,
you know,
you're not the 72
like,
Dolphins one way or the other.
I think it's too close to call. Do what you want to do and create your own tradition.
There you go.
And hope that they win.
Yeah, I like that. I'll take that advice. Dear Hazy B, around the horn. We love it. Okay, what else do we have?
This one is beyond greasy, from Naughty Tim with a mustache in his profile pic. Dear Hazy B, a guy at my club always pulls a sleight of hand and moves his putt 6 inches toward the hole while marking his ball. He's a friend of a friend, and I don't know that well. We play small money games. Call him out or let it slide. This is an old school term. He's a bit of a spaz attack.
Yeah, spaz attack. I haven't heard in quite some time.
Only a guy with a mustache would say spaz attack.
Yeah. I think if you're playing for money, then it's a mandatory call out if it's something that happens all the time.
It's out permanently.
Yeah, it has to happen. I mean, there are times where you put your ball marker down, like 6 inches. That's pretty significant. Like, that's I don't know how you would even do
that. That's Patrick Reed.
Yeah, that's Patrick Reed.
Dude, it's a greasy little move. People do it all the time. They put their coin down, and every time, if they keep marking it, it would go in the hole on its own.
I know. It's a must call out. It should be a call out probably anyway, but if you're talking money, like if you're playing with, I don't care if you're playing for a dollar or you're playing for a grand, it's cheating is what it is, and it's a pretty significant advantage to your point. If it's 6 inches on every single green, that's huge.
It's a
mandatory call out. Very simple. Mandatory call out. And if he spazzes out, well, then you're going to have to deal with the repercussions. Or just cut him out of the group.
Yeah.
Friend
I think
of a friend.
That's
just tell him you're done. You're not in the rotation anymore.
We got possibly, what do we got? One or two more here?
Yeah,
one more.
We got time for probably one more.
Dear Hazy B, my buddy hates grocery shopping. At the store, he'll scope out nearly full carts and snatch one if left unattended. His weekly meals are a complete surprise. Says it's not stealing because the groceries haven't been paid for yet. Brilliant or totally offside?
Well, he's not
wrong.
Dude,
I don't even explain what this cat does. Somebody loads up a grocery cart and he just suckers them and takes their cart
and pays for
everything?
I've been weary of this before. I think anyone that shops and has done like a big shop, because you know when you have, let's
this
say you
is
have
borderline
a cart,
insane.
You have a cart that's full, and then you realize you're like, oh, I gotta go get some cereal, you know, and it's around the corner, and you're not gonna twirl the cart around like Austin Powers. You just leave it and you go for a walk to go get the cereal, and as a result, you're leaving a cart that's unattended. So technically, someone could grab it. It is not stealing because it hasn't been paid for. You don't have ownership over it because you put it in your cart. You haven't paid for anything yet, so it is not stealing. But the idea of someone who is a lunatic that would do this and then have no idea what they purchased, like, is a shock. And it's something I think should be illegal and should lead to this person being jailed.
I've heard of,
a minimum 6 months.
I've heard of people taking one item out of somebody else's cart. Like, you're like, oh, that looks good. You know, I didn't know they had Mr. Noodle.
You can't go get that yourself.
The guy turns around and, like, you grab it or whatever. I've heard of that.
Right.
This is outrageous. This is outrageous. Like, plus, if he's ringing it through and you come back, he'd be like, that's my card. I've put this all together. Like, is there an altercation?
I would assume so. Like, how rattled would you be if you went through the whole thing? You're in there for a half an hour. You know, you've got your kids that want, you know, a certain amount of pears, and then bagging things, and some idiot comes and takes your cart. You'd snap.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we got one quick one here. One quick one here. Dear Hazy B, my wife's friend has 100+ photos of me blackout drunk on her Facebook page. These pics were posted 15+ years ago, and I'm tarp off in a lot of them. My wife thinks I'm overreacting. Yeah, right. If it was her, she'd go just absolutely crazy on you. But I'm 39 years old now with 3 kids and a career. Do I have the green light to ask her to take them down?
Yes, you absolutely do. You absolutely do. Because I'm assuming you probably were tagged in them 15 years ago and you probably didn't think twice about it.
Just a disaster, too.
Everyone's been in that spot with Facebook where you get tagged and you're like, why tag me in that pic? Look at me in that pic. You know, it's like, why would you do that? You know?
Dude, do you not think relationships have ended over pics being posted that the other person didn't want? I guarantee it's happened.
Sure. Maybe, yeah. That seems extreme. I mean, you would think you'd be able to have a conversation. Imagine Facebook mattering that much.
No, but you know how petty people can get with, I didn't like the way I looked in that pic while you're posting it. I bet you filters exist.
Filters exist specifically for that, so you can create your own look, basically. But yeah, no, you 100% have the right. Like, listen, that's my wheelhouse. 38, 39 with kids, and, you know, you don't need that all over Facebook. You don't need people being able to, I think you should be able to control that for sure, to an extent, at least extend the, you know, have the conversation. If she refuses to do it, I'm not sure how you handle it. What else are you going to do? You can't call the cops.
No, but I mean, I don't know.
It's greasy. You know, and at the time, it doesn't mean it was a bad thing at the time, right? Like, 15 years ago, everyone's partying, you're in your 20s, and stuff weekend at the cottage, and everyone's gooned or whatever. Okay, fine. But then eventually you grow up. This was always going to happen with Facebook. It was always going to happen. The first generation of Facebook was going to snap out of it and say, wait a minute, can all these pictures disappear? Like, I don't need the picture of me getting dragged out of a bar 15 years ago still existing online.
Or if you're like an established person or whatever career-wise and you just got a beer and a heater going at a campfire, it just doesn't need to be anywhere.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's another angle as well.
Honestly, sure. I can't remember the last time I've been on Facebook either. Like, that's the other thing, too. You probably...
It's out there, Noodles.
You got to get it. I mean, Facebook should absolutely tell her to take it down.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not a...
Just go ahead. Especially if your kids are getting older and stuff and you don't, you know, you're not...
Yeah, I'd be mindful.
Did you hear the story about, because, you know, I was just down at Disney like a couple months ago, where if you get the Disney app, it's like a genie pass or whatever, you get access to all these different pictures that they take. Okay. Like, you don't even know when they're taking your picture. You're just on a ride, and it syncs up with your app.
Yeah.
And I guess some guy got caught because he was down there with his family, his wife and his kids, and he brought the nanny down. And his nanny were sneaking in rides on, like, Space Mountain. Yeah, I guess it was getting a little bit touchy-feely, and the pictures came in via the app.
That's tough.
Not the best.
Not the best, and his wife sniffed it out.